Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello there.
Boney James, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you guys.
Layla, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Music.
This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute.
With the smoothest show on internet radio, your hosts, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.
Hello and welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz, where you meet the artists. We are back from a two-week vacation. Mike, how are you?
I'm still on vacation, Terry. How are you doing? My mind is here, but my body's on the other side of town, okay?
Okay. Well, I'm glad you had a good time wherever your mind is, your body is. Oh, my gosh. Welcome to the chat room. Joe from Germany. Welcome back, Joe. We missed you. And all of the guests in the chat room, if you would like to join us in the chat room, please go to TalkingSmoothJazz.com and click on Chris Allison's name. That will bring you right into the chat room. If you would like to call in and speak with our guest, the number is 646-716-5485, 646-716-5485. Today, we welcome our youngest artist that we have interviewed to date. His name is Chris Allison. He is 13 years old, and he plays the keyboard. His debut CD is called Grown Folks Music. His mother, Mrs. Allison, and the president of Narski Music, the label that Chris is on, Raynard, also joins us. Welcome, everyone, to Talking Smooth Jazz. Chris?
Hi, hello.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me on the show.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome. And then, okay, we just lost Ray, so he'll call back in a few minutes. He was on. Well, we are so excited to have you on, Chris.
Yeah, I'm excited to be on here, too.
Now, we have interviewed other young artists. You know, before you, the youngest artist was a 15-year-old drummer. And we've interviewed 17- and 18-year-old artists as well. But 13, you are the youngest to date.
Yeah, I'm very honored.
Well, we are happy to have you on. Now, let me start with your bio says that you started playing the piano at age 7. So what interested you in the piano?
My mom just really liked it. I started off playing drums, but she didn't really like them too much for me. But, yeah, she really wanted me to play piano and really, ever since, I really started liking playing it and got really serious into it.
Now, are you taking any lessons, or are you learning on your own? How are you learning to play the piano?
I take lessons at a music school called MusicNet.
Okay.
I learn, like, structures and stuff of songs, and I take it home and, you know, arrange it, you know, the way I want it to sound and change it up. But, yeah, I'm learning how to read.
Okay.
Now, do you still play the drums a little bit, or are you still have an interest in the drums?
Yeah. I'd actually like to have a drum teacher, but, yeah, I know I could play drums.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Let me welcome to the chat room Audley Reed. Welcome, Audley and Cheryl, to the chat room. Welcome, everyone. Now, so you play the drums, you play the piano, you play any other instruments?
I played trumpet at my school band.
Okay.
St. Joseph.
Uh-huh.
You played the trumpet in the school band as well?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, so why didn't you just stick with the piano, or did they... kind of say, hey, this is what we have left.
Yeah, they didn't have an opening for piano player, so I've been playing trumpet since I was in sixth grade, so
Wow, interesting. So now this CD of yours, Grown, let me see if we have Ray on the phone, because I want to talk to him about the CD as well. But tell me about your CD, Grown Folks Music.
It's a CD that just like really jazz kind of feel, and it's usually what grown folks usually listen to, and he felt that it was a really good title for the song, and I did too, and it really fits the whole CD, and it sounds really good to me, and it's like a really smooth jazz mellow kind of sound.
Okay. Ray, are you on the phone?
Hey, Terry, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
All right, the queen of talk.
There you go.
How you doing, sir?
Meet my co-host, Mike Reynolds.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
How you doing today? I'm doing great.
All right, all right. I hear you have, you got Otley and Cheryl, too, huh?
Yes, Otley's in the chat room, and Cheryl is in the chat room as well. So, Ray, what I wanted to know from you is, how did you meet Chris?
I met Chris probably at the tender age of 5 months, okay? And I've been knowing his parents for around 14 years now.
Okay.
When I first heard Chris, he was playing the drums. And you can hear him a block away, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So he just eventually switched from drums to playing keys. And I was just so impressed. I said, wow, this guy got talent. And we just decided to put him in the studio and see if we can make something happen. And there you go.
Now, he is 13 years old, and he's been with your label, Narski Music, since he was 11?
Yeah, we've been working with him since the age of 11.
Wow.
Now, is Mom on the phone too, Terry? Is Mom on the phone?
Yeah, they're going to pass the phone back and forth.
Okay. Now I wanted to ask her,
on
I
the
guess,
phone.
Ray, both of you guys have kind of answered. But I wanted to ask you guys, you know, when did you, you know, because a lot of times we see kids that, you know, practice music, learn music, and they're not really into it, but when did you really know that he had this God-given talent that it could be expressed, you know, outwardly on a CD or something like that?
Well, you know, his dad was telling me that he had talent probably at the age of 5, and I said, yeah. But I wrote and produced for Dave Hollister, too, and he was around his age when I discovered he had talent, too. So he reminded me of a young David Hollister, but he's playing keys instead of vocals. And he still have room for vocals, too.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew he had the talent probably around at the age of 9. And I said, this guy, he's just something special, because you know when you got it, and he had it.
Okay. Mrs. Allison, are you on the phone?
Yes, I am, Terry.
Okay, we want to ask you the same question. When did you guys recognize the talent in Chris?
Much earlier than I think Ray had mentioned, around 9 or so. From the tender age of about 3 or 4 years old, there was something different in the way his even just beating the drums, his rhythm, his tempo. It was amazing to us. And my husband, who had been a part of a band when he was growing up, mentioned that this is going to be something special with Christian, and we continue to support his gift. And now that he's only 13, you can still see that there's much more room for his gift.
Mhm. Mhm. Definitely. So, Chris, who are the who's working with you on the CD, Grown Folks Music?
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Working on the CD with me would
be
my producer, Paul Richmond.
Okay.
And Vanessa Holmes, a vocalist on some of the songs that are on the CD. And another featured artist by Audley Reed. He plays saxophone.
Okay. All right. And now, when do you expect the CD to be released?
The CD should be released around October, at the end of October.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well,
now I'm going to ask Chris before we get into some music. Mm-hmm. When you were making the CD, you know, with you, you know, only being 13, what did you want to express on the CD? I mean, because, you know, I know you used to listen to hip-hop and rap and all that kind of stuff. Did you want to kind of have that in your CD as well, like little influences of R&B?
I'm sorry, could you repeat the question, please?
Oh, and I was asking you, when you was doing the CD, what did you want to express on the CD? Because you're only 13, and I know that you still listen to rap music and R&B and things like that, you know, so did you want to put some of that into your music as well?
Yes, down the line, after a couple of CDs, I like to change it, sing and try all kinds of things.
Okay.
All right, well, let's listen to some music from this CD. We are talking to 13-year-old keyboardist Chris Allison. His debut CD is called Grown Folks Music. If you would like to speak with Chris, the number is 646-716-5485. I'm going to start off with the favorite on my of mine. It's called Love Cure. Tell me about this one, Chris.
This was a song from my producer he gave to me, and he really felt that the song would be best for me, and he wanted me to work with it, and I arranged the whole song and tried to make it my own.
Ah, well, it is a favorite of mine. This is Love Cure. I love that. That is Love Cure from 13-year-old keyboardist Chris Allison's debut CD, Grown Folks Music.
That was
so,
very nice.
Isn't it nice?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Now, Chris, do you write any other music on the CD?
Yes. Probably the favorite song on my CD I like is Grown Folks Music.
Okay.
It's an original that I made myself.
Okay. Wow. All right. Such a talented young man. I love doing these. These are my favorite interviews to do with the young artists. I just love it. All right. Mike,
have you went out and performed live yet? Have you went out and performed any of these songs live?
Yes. For opening shows, for people like Tony, and I've just done stuff around the community helping for the money of Haiti and just playing with all sorts of people, trying to get known my CD for them to, you know, promote it.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk about the other artists that you have performed with, because your bio says that you were featured with numerous jazz and R&B artists, including Slave. So how did that come about?
It's just thanks to my producer to letting me play places and getting exposed to
mm-hmm.
all sorts of music and people.
And what did they think of you?
They were really pleased, and I was really humbled to hear the fact that they liked the way I played.
Okay.
It was a blessing.
Harry, can I say something?
Yes.
It was so funny when he opened up for Slave and Tony. They said they knew he was 12 when he came on, but after he started playing, they thought he was 40.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Now, since you mentioned that, was that the idea going in, promoting him, was to get him exposed to a different crowd versus just, you know, throwing him into the jazz crowd?
Well, a friend of mine was putting on a concert by the name of Lamont Clayton, and I was telling him about Chris, and he said, well, why don't you have him on the show? And I said, well, he's playing funk, jazz, fusion. He said, that'd be great. So that's how that happened.
Okay.
So, Chris, put your mother back on the phone.
Okay.
Hi, Terry.
Hi. I wanted to know how you and Mr. Allison are preparing Chris for the music business.
We're allowing him, or we're asking for him to be humble.
Mm-hmm.
This is quite an opportunity at such an early age, so we want to make certain that he remains humble and that he's rooted in things that we believe are important for him to grow. Everyone loves his music, and each time he plays, it only brings more for him. So we're really trying to have him stay rooted and focus on, and still have fun at the same time.
Right.
Okay. So is he one of the most popular kids in school right now? And I mean, how is that going? What's his friend?
Well, you know, they had a Christmas concert last year, and he was asked to play the piano for first and second grade class. And this was really the first time that they had heard him play, and they were blown away. Only led him to play at the spring concert, and again, each time his music is heard, it's oh my God, I can't believe he's only 13. So, yeah, he's quite popular, but again, he remains humble.
Yeah, he's in the 8th grade.
Yes, he's in 8th grade, looking forward to high school.
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're gonna be having to, you know, hold those little girls back then.
Absolutely. I'm ready for that.
I'm like, girl, Chris play the piano. I'm gonna call Chris tonight.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Yep, hold the girls back. Yeah.
That's a 13-year coming in, because they, course, you know, he's still young, so he wants to have fun too.
Yeah.
Right. And that was my next question. What other type of activities is he involved in?
Well, you know, we have two children, and he spends a lot of time with his younger brother, whether it's basketball or whether they're just playing music together. My youngest son plays the guitar, so they most times it's just noise in the house pretty much all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I've gotten used to that. And then, of course, there's computer games, video games that they enjoy. So outside of the music, he's spent a lot of time with his brother, and we do a lot of family things as well.
Okay. All right. Ray.
Yes.
I have a question for you from Oddly. Oddly would like to know about the team that you have surrounded Chris with, the artist that he's working with.
Okay. Well, first of all, Oddly Reed, Paul Richmond, who's a Grammy nominee songwriter, Nick Colion, Vanessa Holmes, Ray Silkman.
Okay. And Nick Colion did a song on the CD. What's the name of the song?
We did a remake of Funkin' for Jamaica.
Okay.
And Nick just finished the track up Thursday.
Okay.
We have them surrounded by some heavyweights here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely. Now I'm going to ask you too, Ray. Now when you approach these people about playing on Chris's, you know, CD, did you come out and just tell him that he was 13, or did you kind of get him in first and then you drop the bomb and say, okay, but you know, he's 13, you know?
All the above.
Okay.
I said, you just got to hear this little cat, you know? And when they heard him, they saw the magic just like I did. And I'm a musician as well. I wrote I Love Cure and Great Things, that's, I believe, Terry, you guys have that track. And well, I collaborated with Paul on Love Cure. But these guys, you know, when a friend in need is a friend indeed. So I'm just my friends to help make this happen, and they were there, you know.
So did Nick?
They consider it done.
Did Nick meet Chris?
He hasn't met him personally. We just sent a track to him, and he recorded, and he's on, I think he's in Philadelphia now. He'll be back Monday. We're planning on a concert the 25th of November, and Nick is going to be on the show. So he'll meet him prior to that.
Oh, good, good. Okay, all right. Chris, are you on the phone?
Yes, hello?
Yes. Now, you've been with Narski since the age of 11. So working with and watching other artists, what have you learned or done to help you grow as an artist?
Just watching them play, giving me pointers and suggestions is really helped me as a musician.
Okay, I'm getting some feedback, I think, from Ray. So, Ray, I'm going to mute you. Okay. Okay, I'm sorry, Chris. All right. All right, I think we have Oddly on the phone. Oddly, is that you?
Hey, how's it going?
How you doing, Mr. Reed?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. Now tell us how you came across Chris. How did you meet him?
I met him through Ray. You know, they were looking for a saxophonist, and Ray Silkman is also a very well-known saxophonist in the area.
Okay.
And Ray had some other commitments, and so they called me in, and I told them I'd do the project, you know, with them, basically sight unseen. You know, I think it's important that when you have a talented young man who's doing well in all areas of life and got good family support, you know, you got to give back a little bit, you know, and try to lend a hand and to be hopefully be a good tool for him to see how things should really go.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what really intrigued me. And then I think we had our first rehearsals, you know, and He really plays well. He's got some good ears, and he's got a great feel that no one can really teach you, you know. And he's got his own style, which is really great. You know, it's a very identifiable footprint or a voice. And I think that once you can create that, then it's easy to go about and do anything else you want to, you know, you would like to do. So that, you know, that just intrigued me. Plus, he's a great young kid.
I agree. So, Chris, what did you think about playing with Audley?
It was an honor seeing a saxophone player like him being able to play with. It was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it.
Good. Now, you're 13. I mean, you know, you young artists, you guys just amaze me at what you are producing, the music that you're writing and arranging and producing. It's just so amazing that you're doing it at such a young age. What do you want for yourself, for your future, you know, as an artist? Where do you see your career going?
I'd like to produce music and for people who, you know, will maybe start out like I did and be a music teacher, just help kids if they really want to do music to just develop their gift.
Okay. Are you working with any kids now in your school?
Not at the moment, no.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But, yeah, I look forward to.
All right. Well, Audley, I'm glad that you had the opportunity to meet with and work with Chris. I love his music.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, and so do I. And I think within the next few days, we're going to be going in and laying down the sax parts for his other stuff to complete the project. So, you know, I look forward to it. It's going to be fun.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in. A quick question for you. Are you working on new music?
Yes, we'll have some out right after Valentine's Day.
Oh, okay. All right, then we'll definitely be in touch.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. We'll be in touch with you. Well, thank you for calling in and giving us your insight and your story on Chris. I think he has a great career ahead of him.
Oh, yeah, I think so, too. Like I say, you know, I think one of the big keys to me is parents are definitely involved with them. And, you know, that's the critical piece.
I agree. Yeah, definitely. All right. Well, thank you, Audley, and we will definitely be in touch with you early part of next year.
All right. Take care.
All right, Audley.
Okay, we're going to get into some more music. The next song I'm going to play is Great Things. Tell me about this one, Chris.
It's another song that my producer produced for me, and it was actually the first song that I started to really make the CD. He 3 years ago, he gave me a CD, two songs, and he just wanted me to learn a song and see what I could do with it. And from then, we started to make the CD, and he wanted me to play, and he really liked it, and yeah, that's how we got the song.
All right, this is from 13-year-old keyboardist Chris Allison's debut CD, Grown Folks Music. This is called Great Things. Listen to you, Chris.
Great things. Great things.
Ah, you are so talented. Listen to you play on that those keyboards.
Thank you so much.
Very nice. Now, who's doing the singing?
Michael Avery.
Okay. All right, Michael Avery. All right, well, we have your father on the phone. Mr. Allison, welcome to the show.
Well, hey, I was supposed to be a surprise because I had a question for Chris. I just wanted to ask Chris, you know, does he think his dad is like the coolest dad? Don't you think you got the coolest dad? Yeah.
So, Mr. Allison, you and your wife has his parents and managers, I'm assuming. How do you, what challenges or have you had any challenges in getting Chris gigs in the area?
Well, we're in bad need of a roadie. I'm getting tired of lifting his keyboard and taking it. But other than that, yeah, it's been fun, you know, working with Ray and the fellas, All Day Music. It's been a really, really cool experience, learning a lot here, you know, about music and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's been a lot of fun. But yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm gonna jump in real fast. Mm-hmm. Sister, we got Mr. Allison. Is your mom on, Chris, as well?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, then this question is for the both of you. I want to know, what advice would you guys give to parents of young artists, you know, especially when you have to juggle so much with school, homework, and, you know, music lessons, and you know, I guess now with Chris doing the CD and things like that, what advice would you give to parents of young artists?
You want me to go first, honey?
Yes.
Thank you. My advice would be, have discipline, make certain that there's time spent towards study, because education obviously is important because these are young kids. Also, factored into that, make certain that they are humbled by their experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Stick with it, work hard every day, practice 1-2 hours a day, stay focused on what it is that you want to do, your dream, and again, when you factor that in with supportive parents, there's no way you can't reach your goal.
Okay, and Mr. Allison?
I think she said about all she can say. I mean, that, you know, other than, you know, obeying your parents, I think she said everything there is to say. You know, that's about it.
Okay, all right. Chris, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, I would like to know, who would you like to play with?
I would like to play with Stevie Wonder. If I ever get a chance to, I'd always want to play with him. I really like listening to him and his music.
Okay, anybody else?
Another person would be Ramsey Lewis.
Wow. Okay. Ramsey Lewis. Wow.
Heavy hitters. He picked some heavy hitters. Yeah. Why not? Why not? And now, are these artists that you admire? Who else? Who has influenced you? And at 13 years old, who's influenced you?
Really, my parents and my producer just pushing me to be something of myself.
Okay. All right. Cool. Now, this CD is a, would you say it's a combination of jazz and R&B?
Yeah, it's jazz and R&B. Just really nice, relaxing, mellow songs.
Okay. Now, is there a particular genre of music that you would like to concentrate more on?
Maybe a little bit of R&B or of some sort, yeah.
Yeah? Okay. All right. I'm going to play the next song from the CD, and this is called, let me put Mr. Magic. So tell me about this one, Chris.
I played this song, or learned this song from my teacher at MusicNet for a recital, a Christmas recital, and ever since then, I just really like playing the song and added on to it, changed the depth of the song, and I made sure I let my producer know that I really love the song and like to have it on the CD. So I arranged the music, and that's how we got the song.
Okay. Ray, are you there?
Yes, I am, Terry.
Tell me about Mr. Magic and why you guys put the CD on the song on the CD.
Well, Chris said it all. That was his favorite song. When I first heard Chris play, he was playing Mr. Magic.
Okay.
3 years ago. And I promised him that we would put that on the CD.
Okay.
It's more of a fusion type song, jazz fusion. It's featuring Paul Richmond on lead guitar, and Chris did all the arrangements.
All right,
with these young kids, you gotta keep your promise. When you say you're gonna do something, you have to do it.
Yes, because they do not forget. That's true.
Tell me about it.
Well, again, we're talking to 13-year-old keyboardist Chris Allison. His debut CD is called Grown Folks Music. This is Mr. Magic.
Thank you.
Computer Magic from a 13-year-old keyboardist by the name of Chris Allison. His debut CD is called Grown Folks Music. You can look for that sometime in October, did you say, Chris?
I'm sorry, it's really in January.
I'm sorry, okay, in January. So definitely look out for that and be on the lookout for this young man. He has a great future ahead of him. You are so talented. Thank you so much for being on the show.
So much.
Hey, Terry, can I say something?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Terry, the EP is out now.
Okay.
So, and it's doing well. Sales is on CD Baby, iTunes, Amazon.com. So they can purchase that CD now, the EP.
All right, and Chris is on Facebook. There are 1,000,001 Chris Allisons on Facebook, but Chris's page, I guess your profile page, you said, has a piano on it?
Yeah, actually, it's called Chris Keys Allison.
Ah, okay, Chris Keys Allison on Facebook. Are you on Twitter?
Not yet.
Okay, you should get on Twitter.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you should get on Twitter so people can, you know, you can introduce yourself to people and people can get to know you and your music because you want to start building a fan base and a following.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. All right.
And well, then, you know, he's in good hands with his mom and his dad and Ray, so they're really going to, you know, make sure he gets on all those different things.
And Ray, how are you guys promoting Chris in terms of the social media?
Well, he's on Amazon. We're promoting him on that. He's on Songcast Radio. The songs that you're playing today is being played all over the world.
Okay.
And with the CD Baby, they can go to cdbaby.com/ChrisAllison3, and they can pick up the CD as well.
Okay. Okay. Chris, do you have a Reverb Nation page?
No.
Okay. You should get one of those, too. I mean, you really should put yourself out there and sign up with as many of these social networks as possible just to get out there so people can know who you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Well, Mr. and Mrs. Allison, you guys have done a great job with Chris. Thank you so much for giving us another very talented young artist.
Thank you, Terry. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Chris, we will definitely be looking, you know, for you and for this new CD to drop. It's called Grown Folks Music. And much continued success to you, young man. You have a good career ahead of you.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Oh, you're so welcome.
Thank you so much for having us.
You're welcome, Ray. And
yeah, you're welcome. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. All right, you guys have a great day.
Yes, thank you, Terry.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
All right, guys. Bye-bye. All right, that was Chris Allison. He is 13 years old. He plays the keyboards. His debut CD is called Grown Folks Music. The EP is available on Amazon and CD Baby, so you can check that out. Follow him on Facebook, Chris Keys Allison. You can find him there on Facebook. Wow.
Very impressive. Very impressive.
So much. Love that. Love that. Love that. All right.
And like his mom said, he's only 13, so he still has so much more room to grow and, you know, do more and you know, and everything. So he's definitely going to be one to watch in the future.
Definitely. Okay, real quick, I have a Smooth Jazz News Minute to play, and we'll be right back.
This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute. In remembrance of September 11th, saxophonist Dave Koz and his keyboardist Brian Simpson have put together a video. You can see that on YouTube. Friends of Jeff Golub All-Star Benefit Concert is set for September 15th at the Hyatt Regency in Newport Beach, California. Scheduled to perform are Mindy A. Bear, Rick Braun, Henry Butler, Brian Culberson, Richard Elliott, Michael Linkton, Jeff Lober, Eric Marienthal, David Pack, Philippe Sace, John Waite, Kirk Whalum, Peter White, and more. 100% of the proceeds will go to Golub's medical fund. New releases for September: Spyro Gyrus, A Foreign Affair, Acoustic Alchemies, Roseland, and Jesse J's Hot Sauce. Richard Elliott is also working on a new CD scheduled to be released in October. This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute.
And that was Chris's Love Cure music you heard on that Smooth Jazz News Minute. I love that song. That is my favorite off that CD. All right, Mike, what's going on in your area other than floods and earthquakes and stuff?
Other than that, nothing else. But actually tonight there's a fundraising event down in the Hampton Roads, Virginia area where Marcus Anderson and Eric Darius will be playing tonight. I'll suppose the bill, but you know, circumstances prevented me from not getting there, but I know it's going to be a hat concert down there. It's, you know, so Eric and Marcus and Nicholas Cole as well. Nicholas will be down there playing with Marcus on keys, so they'll be holding it down, and they're going to, you know, really turn it out and do their thing down there tonight. What else? My man Tony Exum, he's out at Huntington Beach at the BB Jazz Festival today, so he's out there checking out some music and doing his thing out there, so that's about it.
All right, and I am on a 3-week countdown to Mr. Brian Culberson. He will be here in Vegas on September 30th at the Santa Fe Hotel and Casino. I'm excited and cannot wait to see him. And I recently won tickets to see Hiroshima in October from Pamela's station, KUNV. So I'm excited about that. Pamela and I will be hanging out for that concert. I've seen them once before, and they are so, so good. They are such a group. If you've never seen Hiroshima play live, definitely check them out because it is worth it. They are so worth it.
And also, you're going to see Jonathan Fritz in October as well, right?
Yes, my first time attending the Catalina Island Jazz Fest, and I am going the third weekend in October. Jonathan Fritz, keyboardist from Sweden, will be performing that weekend, so I'm looking forward to seeing him for the first time. Tamara and I are roomies, and we're looking forward to it. So bringing our martinis and spending some time on the island and just having a great time. Yes.
Yeah, that should be very nice. Jonathan is a great artist.
Yes, he is. I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to it. All right, tomorrow we are talking to saxophonist Martin Bloxon. He has a brand new CD called Everything Under the Sun. So we are looking forward to talking to him. All right. Well, thank you, everyone in the chat room. Cheryl, thank you, Audley Reed, for calling in. Miss Pamela from Pamela's Place. Check her out on Sundays on KUNV.org. You can check her show out. Joe from Germany, welcome back, Joe. We missed you. And all of the guests, thank you all for joining us today. You've been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, the Jazz Queen.
And Mike Reynolds.
And we look forward to talking smooth jazz again with you next time. Until then, keep it smooth.
Thank you for listening to Talking Smooth Jazz. Please visit our websites, TalkingSmoothJazz.com and Mastermind-Entertainment.com. Join our Facebook fan and group pages and follow us on Twitter at Jazz_Queen and The Daily Grind. That's THA Daily Grind.